Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
So Valentine's Day coming up. What day is that? Thursday?
Thursday. And it's always extra special every year for you and I, buddy.
Yeah. We give each other really nice cards and we go cuddle and we do the...
Alice
Cares for Kids thing.
Yeah. The radiothon we do
at
Children's Hospital.
About the other stuff?
Oh,
that's right. No, you told me to keep that a secret.
Okay. All right.
All right. Let's... No, you're right. We're going to talk about Valentine's Day now because during Children's Hospital...
Yeah.
By the way, can I just say something about that?
Yeah.
Because when people hear... us, and you know this, you and I have talked off air about this. When people hear that we're going to be at Children's Hospital for 2 days, the first words that most people say are...
I can't listen to that.
And why?
Because they think it's such a downer.
It's not sad at all.
It's a celebration of triumph.
It really is. And if you haven't listened, if you've listened before and you've heard a bunch of crying stories, it's not like that anymore.
Yeah.
We tell all the... Every once in a while, there's one with a not-so-happy ending for the kid, but that's few and far between.
We still cry at the joyous ones.
Absolutely.
And yes.
So you can listen, you should listen, and you should put your money where the miracles are.
Please.
We'll talk to you guys less about Valentine's Day and more about saving kiddos' lives on Wednesday and Thursday this week.
Yeah.
So listen to us. But let's talk about Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah, yay!
How many women are you juggling right now?
Two.
Okay.
Okay,
do they know?
What?
Do they know? Well, they do now. So my question for you is about Valentine's Day. Do you celebrate it? Or have you convinced the women in your life that you're so noncommittal that those relationship-y kind of days are not your thing?
About 10 years ago when I was younger, I would dig my heels in. I would warn whoever I was with, look, I refuse to be dictated to, be romantic. Now that we're a little bit older, they're not such a stickler on it either as much.
So nobody cares.
Kind of.
It's just another Thursday.
We're to the, yeah, a little bit. Because they've all been through marriages and all that stuff.
Even when you were celebrating it as a guy, did you want anything?
No, actually,
relations. I mean, that's what I like.
Yeah,
a little bit of romance, want that any Thursday,
right.
Any Tuesday, whatever.
Thank you.
But like, there's a story out where scientists have come up with the number one things guys want for Valentine's Day is nothing. Really, you had to poll people and
had to waste money on research. And guys all said we just don't want because. And we just had something in our show prep the other day about that women are now giving grades to their men on how bad they are at gift giving on this stupid made up day.
It's a made up.
It's getting dumber every year.
And we've never wanted, it's always been a one-sided holiday.
Sure.
Like T-Hack was talking about, he's part of the two-headed producer monster. His wife has sent him flowers, right? I definitely don't want that.
I don't know how to feel when I've gotten that in the past.
I'm not trying to impress dudes at work or girls at work.
We're not trying to win it. Guys aren't trying to win anything.
We're not.
Yeah, it's not a competition for us.
So,
but do our women want us to get jealous and make it a competition? I don't know.
If you were to get anything for Valentine's Day, if you cared, what would be the one thing? Because even at birthdays at this point, I don't want any. I just...
Wow, for a guy, birthdays, Valentine's
Day.
We just don't... Just leave us alone.
Yes. How about go away? We need a new holiday strictly for men where it's like, you just leave us
alone.
And speaking of that, women want to be left alone. There's a new thing called Galentine's Day.
Galentine's Day.
And it says Galentine's Day is thriving because Valentine's Day is growing less popular. Steve's cynicism is spreading like the plague. I'm good with it, dude. As much as you have that venom against Valentine's Day, I'm 100% like, dude, It's stupid. If you think about it, in the Me Too world, it's a day where you're forcing little kids to write a note to people they have crush. No, we're going to write a note to everybody. It's like, how about you don't?
Oh, good point.
How about
point.
You don't? How about like,
good point.
You separate like the whole romance. Like, I don't want my daughter having to tell little Timmy, who always pushes her down on the playground.
You're right.
Be my Valentine. No, don't be my Valentine. Like, leave me alone. Go away.
If this day is all about forcing,
yes,
then this day needs to go away.
It's got
to
go away. So Galentine's Day apparently comes from Parks and Recreation. I never watched that show.
Oh, that show. Okay.
Yeah. They said, it's up 32% from last year. The invitations for people going, people are buying, Galentine's Day. I guess it's just a bunch of women get together then.
And drink gallons of wine or something?
I think it's the gal is for gals.
Oh, gal.
Not gallon.
Like, gallons.
You're doing gallons. Yes.
Yes.
No, that works too.
Yeah, a gallon of booze or a gallon of...
No, it says this is a perfect storm of women asserting themselves appropriately as people who make their own decisions and don't wait for men to buy them flowers anymore.
God, I'm loving that group.
It's an all-female Valentine's Day alternative.
About time. But why is this taking so long?
I don't know. But I did find the one thing you can buy me for Valentine's Day.
What's that?
You can always buy me booze.
That is true.
Their chicken nuggets has a heart-shaped box full of nuggets. I mean, sorry, Chick-fil-A has a heart-shaped box full of their little chicken nuggets.
Oh, no way.
And I love Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
So I want you to buy that for me.
It's a heart-shaped of the
it's
nuggets.
It's a little box.
Okay.
And the nuggets are the same on
I
the
can
inside.
Do that.
And for you, I'm going to get you the best present you've... I can guarantee you I can pull you back into Valentine's Day with what I'm about to announce.
What are you... Like, is it a gift or a...
Yep.
What
Olive Garden is selling Olive Garden breadstick bouquets.
Oh, like in a flower bouquet, but they're breadstick. And is there Alfredo sauce in there somewhere?
Brillhound, like, I'll get you.
Oh my God, this is the best ever.
Can you imagine?
Yes.
You're going to come home.
Yeah.
To your little home.
Mm.
And there's going to be an Olive Garden employee waiting on your doorstep with a bouquet. It's like, Mr. Reed, can you sign for this? And you sign and you open up your door and you're going to be smelling that fresh bread.
Oh, dude, with the Alfredo. That's the best.
And you walk into your kitchen counter, set them down, and I'm lying on your couch.
Oh.
Covered head to toe in Alfredo
sauce.
Wait,
now you're actually physically...
And I'm just part of your... come dip the bread, Steve.
Okay, nah, I don't know.
I wouldn't cover myself with it anyway.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.